Deus, Domino Saxio, Fideatis, Bona Jerusalem, Omnibus Diebus Vitae Vestre, et Abeatis Vitam Eterna.
We have concluded this brief but so important ceremony of the Sacrament of Soldiers, the Sacrament of Confirmation. The ceremony is concluded, but the Holy Ghost's work has just begun in these two new souls of His. But of course, it's not only His work, He must cooperate with Him in the carrying out of His work. For that purpose, the Church assigns not only the parents, but also a sponsor. To assist by prayer sponsors, to assist by good example, and whatever practical help you may be able to bring to the situation as the years come on and develop. Life is always changing. Remember sponsors, pray for your godchildren, and never be afraid to have that quote-unquote little talk. Don't be full of human fear or human respect. Sometimes just that little talk is going to make all of the difference for eternity. Particularly, the Pontifical says that you sponsors must be careful to instruct your godchildren now in good morals. You must give them a good example and see to it, for the best of your abilities, that they continue attendance at Mass and in the study of our holy faith. God the Holy Ghost has come. He has begun His work once again. Remember, the greatest of His works is this. He enables us to pray. Not through ourselves, through our own strength, but through the gift of the Holy Ghost can we say the holy name of Jesus and the holy name of Mary. And if we pray, we know we will be faithful soldiers. Come what may, whatever happens, if we pray, we will be faithful and save our immortal souls. So therefore, the confirmation always concludes with the recitation of those three basic prayers that every Christian must know and recite every day. So please stand. Recite together, first of all, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Prayer that our Lord Himself has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And finally, the Hail Mary. Remember what this one Hail Mary is doing. Glory that goes to God, the honor, the grace to our Blessed Mother, and how it reflects and how it literally showers, spiritually speaking, all of the saints and angels of heaven. In that same spirit, remember your Hail Mary all day long, especially your 3 a.m. and your 3 p.m. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May God bless you and may Mary grant you personal.